approve your ministry. Hallelujah. Due diligence. Search this thing out yourself so that you can stand on what you believe and you can show what you believe. You understand what you believe. I can preach what I believe. Foolproof it. Foolproof it. Hallelujah. He said, Paul said, for I am ready to be offered. In the time of my departure, Lord, it is at hand. I have fought a good fight. He didn't have just a good day. Lord, I wish I'd have preached that sermon a long time ago. As so many people told me, I had a good day. I got one dominant thing I'm going to do today. And I accomplished that dominant thing. And Lord, I had a good day. The problem was I was trying to accomplish five things. And I wasn't getting any of them done. And so I had a lot of bad days. But if you'll get one dominant goal and say, God, help me today to complete this. This is my goal. So Paul gets to the end of his life and he said, I've fought a good fight. I had a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. And henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not for me only, but for all of those who love his appearing. And then he says in that ninth verse to Timothy, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Come closer, my son. Come closer. Come closer. If you want the blessing that I want to give you, you better be here when I give it out. If you want the wisdom that I want to impart to you, you better be here when I give it out. So many times people miss one sermon that would change their life. One sermon can change your life, but they're not here. If you want the knowledge and the advice and the anointing that I want to give you, I want to pour my last drop into you, Timothy, but you got to get here. Do diligence to get here. If you're painting the fence, don't wash the brush. Come quickly. If you're cleaning the fish, say, here, you take over. I got to go. Somebody is calling me. I cannot afford to miss this. You do this. The ball game can go on without me. I'm sorry. Get me a pinch hitter, a pitcher, whatever you got to do. But I got to go. There's somebody calling me, and I want that last bit of wisdom. I want the torch. I want the baton while it's still lit. Too many times they let it burn out, and the next guy gets there, and he's going, and he has to rebuild everything. Y'all know what I'm talking about. My, stay with me this morning. Due diligence. Come. And let me confirm some things to you. I need to validate your ministry. This is your day. This is the day I have begotten thee. Hallelujah. Too many times we preach about other people's miracles. Paul said, I want you to do those miracles. I remember when, well, how about now? Back, what about now? He's saying, if you miss this, you'll just be one of those that remembers how it used to be. Hallelujah. I've always marveled at people. I love chicken and dumplings. I don't know about y'all, but I love chicken and dumplings. Now, don't y'all start cooking me any because I'm real picky. I want you to know I'm real picky. But I love chicken and dumplings. But so many times, I'm afraid we sit and you eat mama's chicken and dumplings. You say, boy, that's good. And you digested the food, but never digested the recipe. And mama's gone now, and you're eating bologna sandwiches. And all you had to do was say, mama, teach me. Teach me. So that when mama's gone, you're still eating them good old chicken dumplings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Teach me. Take time to teach me. Take time out to teach people. I'm telling you, you're looking at a man when somebody says, I need help. I'm push everything. I can't afford for you to miss this opportunity. You've got to pour yourself into somebody else because everything you see will go away. But what you pour into people is wisdom and knowledge and hope and faith and love. And those things will never fade away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Foolproof thy ministry. Timothy, I'm dying. I'm dying. This great, great man, this man that had so many bruises from his past of putting Christians to death. He said, among sinners, I'm chief. I'm the chiefest sinner of all of them. And among apostles, I'm one that's called out of season. He knew what it was like to be abased. He knew what it was like to abound. He knew what it was like to be humbled. He knew what it was like to be exalted. He knew what it was like to be a barbarian. He knew what it was like to be a Greek. He could be all things to all men that he might win some. He knew what it was like to go to Mars Hill and talk to them about Jesus Christ, and they laughed and they mocked and they scorned him and walk away. But the Bible says, howbeit two or three followed him. I'm in it for the two or three. Hallelujah. I'm dying. And I want to pour my, come closer, my son. Come closer. Elijah and Elisha, I want what you got. That's what Elisha said. I want what you got. He said, unless you see me when I go, you cannot. You've asked a hard thing. I'll see you later. And right behind him comes Elisha. And even old Elijah tried to shake him a couple times. He said, hey, I'm just going to Jordan. I'll be right back. I'm going to the convenience store. I'll be right back. You just stay right here. Everything's cool. I'll be. Oh, no, you don't. No. I'm afraid that while you're gone, the Lord's going to take you. And I'm coming closer. I'm staying with you because I want to see it when you go. It's important that you're there to get the last drop. Hallelujah. Come closer, my son. And he's calling for Timothy, and he's calling him to come closer. He said, listen, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Oh, he's left me, and I'm alone over here. All I've got, I've sent other people. Titus, he's over at another city, and Credence, he's over at another city, and Luke, he's the only one with me. And bring Mark. Mark, he wasn't too good in the beginning. You study about Mark, he wasn't too good a disciple, but he grew up quick. And he said, you know, I can use him. So Timothy, when you come, bring Mark with you. Oh, and he said, I left it at Taurus with Carpus. What was I thinking? I'm getting so absent-minded. I didn't think I'd need, I just forgot my coat. And the books, he said, anybody get forgetful? See, I can remember what happened 15 years ago. I can't remember what happened 15 minutes ago. And he said, the books. Oh, you know, bring the books because I still got a little bit of eyesight. And as long as I got a little eyesight, I want to read more about him. And most of all, bring the parchment because I still got wisdom inside of me. That I still want to write. I still want to tell the church, conduct a church service so that everything would be done decently and in order. I got to write that down. I got to write, finally, my brethren, if there be any virtue, if there be any knowledge, if there be any good report to think on these. Somebody in the 21st century is going to need to know that. Even though I'm almost gone and my race is over, I got a vision that goes way beyond me. Hallelujah. So bring the parchments. And then he rambles a little while, and he says, Alexander the coppersmith. And the only reason he brings him up, he said, he did me much wrong. And Timothy, he'll do you wrong too. That's a scoundrel. He buffeted my words. He withstood me. Oh, God reward him according to his works. So Timothy, when you come, avoid this man, because you'll grow up quick if you run into him. He wants to tell him about the beast of Ephesus and how he overcome. Come closer, my son. Then in verse 16, Paul dying. He said, at first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Kind of sounds like Calvary. Oh yeah, I'll go with you all the way. We're with you, Jesus. But when the going got hard, they quit going. And the disciple that said, I'll never leave you, the Bible says he distanced himself from Christ. And here we have Paul. As long as he was preaching and the house was full and people were listening and getting healed and he was raising the dead, they were all with him. But now here he finds himself an old man and he's dying. And he said, all men forsook me. I pray God that he lay it not to their charge. Notwithstanding, now don't think I was alone, Timothy, because notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. Does anybody know what that's like? When everybody leaves you alone, but he stood with me. Hallelujah. And not only did he stand with me, he strengthened me. So that one time I was out in a shipwreck and I thought everybody was going to die. It looked like we were going to die. I hadn't seen the sun in so many days and the ship was coming apart. But all of a sudden there appeared to me an angel that said, Paul, be of good cheer. His disciples, when he got ready to leave, he told them of the trouble that they would face. He said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. He strengthened me. Come closer, my son. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered. I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto the heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Come closer, my son. Do thy diligence to come before it's too late. Do thy diligence to get here before the last leaf falls and the sap goes down. Be here before winter. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Timothy, stop whatever you're doing. As they come this morning, I'm telling all of you, listen to me. Stop whatever you're doing and grow up. Stop the games and grow up. Young people, stop before you mess your life up. Come closer. If you want to learn something, get by the bedside of a dying man. He'll tell you where he went wrong and what you ought to do so you don't repeat the same mistakes. Stop whatever you're doing, Timothy. Get serious about the gospel. If you're going to do anything for God, you better do it before winter. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I had a wonderful spring. Ooh, I remember high school and life was good and daddy was paying the bills and I had a sports car and I was driving around when I had hair and it was in the breeze and the top was down. It was a wonderful spring. And then spring was over and the summer got kind of hot. I had to start paying the bills and I had to start going to college and things got kind of hot. And then I'm in a fall. You know, you reach a peak and then there's a winter. Leaves are gone. Things are bare. From dust came I, to dust will I go. You better stop. You better stop where you're at and get serious about living for God. Lest you look back on you an old man and an old woman and say, you know, I wish I would have. If I could just I fought a good fight, Timothy. I got a little bit of sap left. I want to pour it. When they talked about being offered up, it was like a cup, like a drink offering. And they would pour it up and they'd turn it over to get the last drop out of it. Timothy, I want you to get the last drop. Come closer, my son. He said, son, I don't want you to think that I told you I'm alone, but I want you to understand. When no man stood by me, I still had somebody standing by me. Hallelujah. And he strengthened me. And this is what got my attention as I close. He delivered me out of the mouth of the lion. Like David said, out of the paw of the bear. No. You don't understand. You don't understand. He didn't deliver me from the lion tracking me and smelling me. He didn't even deliver me out of the roar of the lion. He delivered me out of the I was a goner. Does anybody know what it's like to be in the mouth of the lion, of disease, of hate, of envy? Your enemies. I'm here to tell you, you're not too far gone. He said, he delivered me out of the mouth of the lion. He opened the mouth of the lion and set me. I'm telling you, you're never too far gone. Jonah, he can deliver you out of the belly of the whale. Three Hebrew children, he can deliver you out of the fire of the furnace. I'm telling you this morning, nobody's too far gone that he can't deliver you out of the mouth of the lion. Hallelujah. He can deliver you. He can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask. You're never too far gone. Out of the belly of hell, cried I, and he delivered me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God gets ready to pull you out, David said he took me out of the snare of the fowler. He had already caught me. The enemy already had me. No, he didn't just say, hey, there's the trap, go around it. No, it had me. He delivered me out of the snare of the fowler, and he set me free. Would you stand this morning? No matter, listen closely, no matter what the diagnosis is, no matter what the disease is, let me get closer, my son. No matter what you're going through. Nobody knows what this man's going through but me. No matter, son, no, come closer, my son. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. That no matter what you're going through, come closer. Because the closer you get to him, the more I can say, it's going to be okay. He'll deliver you out of the paw of the bear and the mouth of the lion. He's in control of your situation and your situation. Come closer, my son. Come closer. Why do we distance ourselves from God when we need to come closer? I wish, before I close, God's going to deliver somebody. I could feel the teeth bearing in. I could see my grave. I said, this is it. It's over. Though God slay me, yet will I trust him. And all of a sudden, brother, out of nowhere, I'm telling you, we cast our net on the right side. And out of nowhere, all of a sudden, I can't believe this. We had toiled all night and caught nothing. But out of nowhere, God showed up. Oh, my God, we never caught so many in all our lives. Out of nowhere, the lion decided to quit biting. Out of nowhere, the lion decided to yawn. And he let me out. And now I'm free. The disease is gone. No matter how bad it looks, he delivered me out of the mouth. If you could just envision a cross, close your eyes for just a minute. Close your eyes. And up on that hill is Jesus Christ. Do you see it? Do you see him on the cross? He said, if I be lifted up, I will tell everybody, come closer, my son. Come closer, my son. You don't believe I've resurrected Thomas? Come closer, my son. If you want to be delivered from the mouth of the lion and the disease and the heartaches of life, come closer, my son. Because on that hill, there is a voice that's calling me. It's saying, come closer. Hallelujah. This morning I give an invitation to anybody and to everybody. If you're feeling the pinch of life,